Both iCare and the Blue Stack Foundation provide essential services to children with special needs and autism and to their families. And they have provided these services for many years now, entirely out of fundraising. And that's simply not sustainable, and it puts immense pressure on the families of children that attend these services. Last summer, after much lobbying by politicians across the county, there was some funding given to both iCare and the Blue Stacks to help them meet their costs. But the commitment was also made that there would be recurrent funding put in place. And with the HSE financial plan to be signed off in the next short few weeks for the North West area, it's absolutely essential now that we see that recurring funding put in place. And the Minister, Finian McGrath, ensures that sufficient funding is given to the HSE in the CHO1 area to provide funding for both iCare and Blue Stacks.
And as you mentioned, last year both organisations missed out on the Ability Programme, and that put added pressure on them, not only in providing the services that they do, but to fund that then.
Certainly we had a scandalous situation last year where both organisations were ignored in terms of their applications for the Ability Programme. It went entirely to organisations in the southern half of the country instead. And that highlighted what was already a tremendously pressurised situation for both organisations, where they simply hadn't the funding to be able to provide the tremendous service that they do. And it led to a meeting with Minister Finian McGrath to discuss their very difficult situation and to some funding being provided. But it's now essential that we see that funding become recurrent.